A group of organizations in Syracuse is creating a solution meant to attack the problem of youth substance abuse in the city. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this Youth Substance Abuse Prevention Initiative is based on a national model that uses several strategies to fight a problem that just doesn't seem to go away.
Groups like the Southwest Community Center and the Syracuse City School District have joined the Prevention Network in Syracuse to say enough is enough when it comes to the persistent abuse of drugs and alcohol by kids in Syracuse. So they've created a coalition to find ways to meet the problem head on. Beth Herney is the executive director of Prevention Network.
Old school stuff is you go for the parents and you do stuff in the schools, and all of that stuff is important. All those initiatives are important, but they're not the silver bullet. There isn't one. But if those are reaching individuals, families, and the young people themselves, then this model is reaching the community at large.
The best way to target solutions, says the group, is to scour the data about drug use among youth. So the coalition is painting a picture of what this abuse looks like. Not surprisingly, alcohol is still the number one drug of choice. And Alice Selfick, a community development consultant with the Prevention Resource Center in Syracuse, says most of these kids say they're drinking at home.
It's in the fridge. It's easy reach. It's in the liquor cabinet. Sometimes they say they're getting it with permission from their parents, but a lot of times not.
And while alcohol is king, the use of marijuana is gaining fast. As a matter of fact, surveys of Syracuse school kids show it's easier to buy pot than a bottle of alcohol.
It happens in schools. It happens at the corner stores. It happens behind the churches. I mean, everywhere. It's hard to say there isn't, I don't believe, there's one avenue where people are getting it.
Selfick says some of the most sobering statistics the coalition is looking at is that the average age kids start drinking is 12.
Age of first use has been correlated with adult substance abuse problems, you know, as long as we can keep them away from drug and substance use, the better.
Following alcohol and marijuana, data shows that prescription drug abuse is also an issue. This information is only the first step. Terry Witt, Prevention Resource Center Central Region Director, says with the facts, they can target problems. For example, easy access to prescription meds.
We're also planning on doing some work with senior citizens to teach them the dangers and the vulnerability that they have in having all of their prescription medications in one place and how to secure them and lock them up.
All agree this issue of substance abuse in the youth is not limited to the city of Syracuse. Herney says groups there simply were the first ones to ask for help.
We would be doing this and are willing to do this with anybody. Baldwinsville, Cicero, West Jenny, it doesn't matter. They come to us and say enough is enough.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.